Blog Talk Radio.
And Brenda on this Wednesday afternoon, April 17th. Hope everyone is enjoying a good week so far and everything is going well and you're blessed. We're so glad that you're here and welcome to all the callers waiting online. Today is a good day. It started out kind of on the trouble side, but it turned out to be a good day, and I thank Brenda for that. And Brenda, come on in.
Hello, everyone.
Yes,
I'm here.
Yes, indeed.
Glad to be here.
You can listen to my show. Yay. Right on, babe. You can listen to my show 24/7 at my website, theessenceofsuccess.com. And if you would desire an in-depth reading with me, you can also get that on the website, theessenceofsuccess.com. Okay, and with that, we're going to start. And first up is area code 229, you're on the air. Oh, where are we at? Area code 229, you're on the air with Linus and Brenda. And who's this?
Hi, yes, this is Melvin.
Oh, my God. Brenda, were we not just asking about Melvin?
Yeah, last week,
Melvin,
I think.
Melvin, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing fine, thank you. Yeah.
Did you get that job?
Yes, I did.
I want to thank you. I want to thank you. I always love hearing validation.
Yep.
Yes, ma'am. Actually, I got the job last week. I was surprised, and the coaching job, you know, it's the coaching job that I got. And but they're working on a supplement for me to see, you know, what they can come up with, you know, for the football season coming up next season. So that's one of my questions I want to ask you, how that's going to play out for me.
Oh, good. I'm feeling nothing but good vibes about that. You prove your worth to these people this past season, so yes. They're definitely going to come to you and negotiate. And please do negotiate, you know, what you feel that you want to be paid. But, oh, yeah, definitely. They want you permanently. That's what I'm picking up, that they want you permanently. Yes.
Man.
You did a good job.
Okay, the interview, could you tell me what was, you know, their thoughts when I left the interview?
You're a humble man, but they're just hoping that you are not a pushover, that you can be stern and direct and disciplined.
Oh, yeah. I can't get at it, you know, on the football field. So I just told him that, you know, I am a humble person. I'm compassionate. And he did say, man, he did say that, you know, he's going to be tough. So he don't want me to take that personal.
Thank you for that validation again. Going on.
And, yeah, I'm so excited, but I just, you know, got to get my body in top physical condition by the 7th of next month. So give me some weeks to, you know, to go out walking and you know, I'm trying to, you know, lose some weight.
And, Melvin, I see you need to get away from fried food. Eat as much baked food and vegetables as you can, and that will help you not only to decrease your weight, but to also add the nutrients and the minerals you know, if you can, bake as much as possible, because fried fruit is really not good for us. But anyway, was there anything else, Melvin? Because I need to move on. There's a lot of people waiting.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. Yeah, I just want to see what do you see for me as far as my relationship. I have no one in mind, though. Yes, someone that, you know, I can, I'm going to be meeting.
In the fall, not in the near future. In the fall, I see around October and November. She's a light-skinned lady, about 45. Now listen to me. She's light-skinned, about 45. She's a teacher.
Wow.
She is a teacher, yeah. Nice lady. But you'll meet her in the fall.
But you don't have time for that now, Melvin. You got to be on the job.
I just want a companion, that's all.
No, I'm just saying.
And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that, but there's a time. And that's not your time right now. Your time is to dedicate to Melvin.
That's true. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah,
so
it'll happen.
Much.
You're welcome, and so glad you called back, and thank you for all those validations. That makes my day.
Oh, yeah. Yes, ma'am. You're right on. Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
And you have a wonderful week, Melvin, and check in with us now and then. Let us know how you're doing, okay?
Okay, yes, ma'am. Thank you all so much. God bless. Thank you.
God bless you, Melvin. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Area code 408, you're on the line with Linus and Brenda. Who's this?
Hello, this is Tiffany.
Hi, Tiffany. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you both?
Oh, we're doing great.
Making
How
it.
Can we help you today? I know, huh? How can we help you today?
Similar to the first caller, I'm wondering about my job situation. Do you see a change in job coming for me?
I got to ask you this straight out. Are you using sex as a job? Or dancing?
No. No.
Okay. Okay, I don't know why
you're
doing
clerical work?
You.
Tiffany?
Yeah?
Tiffany, do you do clerical work?
Clerical work? It's part of my job function. I do a lot of computer entry.
Yeah. Okay, well, because that I see clerical work. Are you hoping to stay with clerical work, or are you hoping to move on to something else?
I'm hoping to move to a different department and not do the same thing.
I can see you moving to a different department, but it's going to still be clerical work for a while.
Okay.
Do you see that, Linus? It's
what I'm picking up, are you using sex to get to this promotion? Because I keep seeing sex and job.
Do you want to move to another department because you had a tryst with somebody in the one you're in?
No.
Then you need to definitely be
careful. Go ahead, Brenda. Go ahead.
You need to definitely be careful because when you move to the other department, it's going to be a completely different atmosphere. Do you understand that?
Is it for the worse?
Well, it can be worse depending on the actions that you take. Linus is trying to delicately tell you something. You know, actually, she's being a real blatant about it, but she's trying to tell you something. And I see you moving to another, it's almost like a lateral transfer. It's somewhere
else.
Yeah,
a lateral move. Right.
But the atmosphere is going to be very different, so you're going to need to be very careful. I don't know if it's where you're at now, where there's something weird going on with the sexual undertones, or if it's where you're going to. If it's where you're going to, don't take the bait if some guy or some girl is coming on to you in a way like they're just being overly friendly or whatever. Mm-hmm. Remember that you're at work. What's that saying you have, Lennon?
I'm just going to tell you, I I'm going to just tell you straight up, because, you know, as a psychic, I'm brutally honest. Don't shit where you eat.
That's her saying.
In other words, where you work at, don't have a relationship. Make it somebody outside of your job, because it's going to cause complications for you. Okay?
Okay, but
so you're going to, you know, it'll be a lateral move, but that's the thing. You will be approached, but I'm just telling you, you know, keep that separate from the job.
When do you see this happening in terms of changing?
In 2 weeks, very soon. It'll be before the end of this month. It's a quick change, very rapid. It's like on Friday they tell you, well, get ready to move because Monday you'll be over here and purchasing. That's how sudden it'll happen suddenly.
Something like that, yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So this could be.
Okay. You're welcome.
Take
Have
care,
a good day, Tiffany, and a good week. Thank you for calling.
Okay, thank you.
Area code 661, you're on the line with Linus and Brenda. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. My name is Brandy.
Hi, Brandy. How you doing?
Great. I was just calling to see what was coming up with it in the career area for me.
Oh, okay. I see papers all around you.
I see finances. Do you work with accounting or in the financial
accounting
world?
Not right now. I'm looking for a job.
How are you with numbers and financial numbers or anything like that?
I'm okay. It would probably be a good idea for me to look into something like that.
Yeah.
I thought
you
were having to do with literature, like with books.
Oh, do you?
That's what I was picking up on, something with books, yeah. But you know what? They can tie in together. I mean, you know, she does accounting now. She's working with books. Yeah, you know, books.
Accounts payable, accounts receivable.
Yeah.
You know, somebody who's in charge of keeping track of petty cash or, I don't know, expenses, something like that.
Do you like literature?
It's not necessarily with money, but something to do with financial something, papers.
Ah, you're going to work at a bookstore.
Oh, my gosh.
And you're going to apply. You're going to hear about that bookstore. What is today, the 17th? Because I got next Friday. On the next Friday is the 26th. Am I correct? Yep. You'll know if you got the job. That's where you're going to be. That's
at a
where you're going to be. Uh-huh. You're going to be working at a bookstore. Now, this is a temporary thing. It's not permanent. It's temporary. But you know what? It pays the bills for the moment. And
that's
your concern.
True.
So, yeah.
Are you
it just pays
any bills a lot coming up for me at all? Or anything like that?
Love life.
I didn't hear that. What did she say?
She wanted to know, was there anything coming up for a love life? Brandy's coming in a second question. Let's see. Who's Dominic? Dominic, Domino.
Oh, my God, that's my ex-boyfriend. Oh, my God.
Okay. Well, he's around you. You know what? And I see he's just the sweetest thing. Didn't have a hell of a lot of backbone, but he is just the sweetest thing. I almost want to say he's bisexual.
Dominic?
But he didn't have a lot of backbone. Communication. He listened to more people. He should have listened to you more. Too bad. So sad. I see you doing talk to the hand, because I ain't even hearing you.
It was one of the worst relationships I had.
I know, I can see. I know, I can see you. You've got your hand in his face, like talk to the hand, because I don't even understand. Two snaps.
Yeah.
You are no joke, girlfriend. Gone with it, Brandy. Gone with it. But anyway, spirit has me laughing.
Oh, man, that's funny.
Well, maybe it's through him that you're going to meet someone, huh?
Oh, no, 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 no. She's got a guy coming up, and he's got a crew cut. Remember that group? What was that group? They were two brothers. One was light, and one was dark. Kid and Capri? No.
You talking about Kid and Play?
There you go. The guy looked like Kid. Kid was a tall, light-skinned kid, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Okay. The guy that's coming up looks like him, and it's in August, and it's at a barbecue.
Oh,
and you know
cool.
How you going to notice him? Because he's drinking a little too much beer. He's just a little bit too happy. But he's a good man. Let me tell you, he's a good man now. He's not no alcoholic, and he ain't a fool. He's a good man, but, you know, that particular day at
that's
the barbecue,
good, you know,
he has a little
you
too
you say
beer.
That because Dominic was an alcoholic. So that's funny you say that.
Well, you know what? You're getting ready to meet another one, so you need to put in your energy that you're done with that type of individual.
Right.
That is not what you want in your life because you're attracting it to you.
Right.
You know what I mean? Go the opposite direction. Go get a Chinese man. That'd be totally not you, but what the hell? You know what I mean? Different energy. It doesn't nobody say you have to get married. You know, you could say, hey, come here, shut up, fuck, get out. So, up to you.
Mm.
But this guy is coming, and like I said, he's not an alcoholic, but just this day, I don't know, he's happy, though. I don't see this man as sad or depressed or anything like that. He's just happy. He just had a little too much to drink. And you do bring that to his attention because he's going to flirt with you.
Okay. Well, I'll keep my eyes posted.
Yes, that'll be in August, and it'll probably be the second Saturday in August. It could be a church function or like some community event. So just remember that in that time.
So I'll make sure I'm busy all August.
All right, Brandy.
Thank you.
Well, you have a good day, and thank you for... I'm sorry?
Yo, y'all have a good one. Thank you.
Yes, you have a wonderful day, and thank you for calling. Enjoy your week.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Area code 804, you're on the line with Lennis and Brenda. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Rennell. This is the first time I'm talking to you both.
Oh, welcome, Vernell, to the show.
Oh, Vernier. Is it Vernell?
Vernell.
Vernell, I think.
Yeah,
with
Vernell.
Two L's.
You got it.
Why are you so sad,
Vernell? What's going on? What's happening with your left ear, girl?
My left ear.
Something? You got an earache or an infection in your left ear? Or did you just get off the plane and you need to, huh?
Well, that I don't know about. I really don't.
Okay. Huh. It's not real painful, but just check your ear because I feel like an ache, you know, in your ear. But anyway, okay, well, so what can we do for you, Vernell?
Okay, well, I've been having a long pending Social Security case, and my case was turned down last May, and I had just gotten a letter today saying that they're not going to overrule the judge's last decision. And so I have a form that I have to sign and send in. So I was wondering, is there any way that this case is going to get overturned? Or nothing?
Yeah, it will change in August. Fill the paperwork out. I'm going to be honest with you. This is shit that they're putting you through. Okay?
Yeah.
I can feel it. I can even see the angels... eyebrows
right.
are arching from the anger. Yeah, but it won't be till August. And you know what? When you hear this news in August, you're going to shout like you're in church.
Oh.
You're going to shout like you're in church, but no, God has not forgotten you. It's just some things that need to happen. And it was some things for you to see, too, as you were going through this. So, yes, your prayer is going to be answered. Like I said, I see you in August, and it's like you're standing in church just shouting, thank you, God, thank you, God. So you do have some more paperwork to put through. Put it through.
Uh-huh.
Put it through. The decision will be made in your behalf.
Okay.
Keep copies
yeah.
of everything. You're doing that, right, Vernell?
Yeah. I went to the emergency room last December, and they discovered small blood clots in both of my lungs, and I'm on blood thinners now, and I've been going through some other health issues with my back and legs and my feet. And my hearing has been long pending for years, and I was hoping that it would go through and that I would get all the money from all the other times they turned me down, and so I could move forward with my life because, you know, I have to admit also my sons haven't really been too great toward me lately, and I feel like I wore out my welcome here, and I just want to leave as soon as possible.
Oh,
right.
Lady.
Well, you are justified in your health, and you should be helped. You are justified. I can feel that. I know you're not playing or, you know, telling stories. So,
Rennell, do you ever do you drink broth, like vegetable broth or anything like that? I'm just going to tell you something. I'm getting a strong feel. It's weird. I mean, you can take my advice or not. It's not really advice. Just something is telling me that if you could make some vegetable broth, mm-hmm. you know, like you get maybe green beans and carrots and things like kale and stuff, and just cook it in water. A lot. You want it to be more thin and brothy, mm-hmm. and start eating that on a regular basis. Like, make a nice big pot of it. Mm-hmm. You know, just tell your son, it's like, I just, you know, leave mom a little bit in the pot, and just, you can spice it up with some hot stuff or whatever, but just don't put a bunch of salt in there, but start drinking that broth. Try to drink some every day, a cup of it, just. Please start doing this. And I can't even tell you why I'm telling you this. Maybe Linus knows. Uh-huh. But it's going to affect your health in a positive way. So okay. just start doing that. I don't know why. I don't tell people stuff like this. She'll tell you that. I'm
but
not
the
that.
Angels, the angels are probably telling you. Spirit is probably telling you to tell her that for a reason.
So just please.
Yeah.
It won't take much to put it in, and you want it to be more liquidy, like brothy.
Mm-hmm.
But try to have that, try to have a cup or a bowl of that every day. Mm-hmm. Keep doing that. Just keep doing that and see how your health starts transforming. You need to know, you need to know that your situation is going to get better. You hear what I'm saying to you? I'm telling you something that's not about me.
Okay.
You're going to get better.
Yes, she will.
So, Vernell, do that if you could for me.
Vernell, also, one other thing. Do you have a picture of yourself? Just you in a picture?
Yes, I do.
Do you have a Bible?
Yes, I do.
Take your picture and lay it on top of the 23rd Psalm. Close that Bible and hold it in your hands and tell God you need a change as soon as possible. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right.
All right.
Love you. We'll be praying for you. Huh?
I appreciate that. And I was wondering if y'all know if I will move anyway, still in Virginia.
You want to know
yeah.
if you're going to leave the state of Virginia?
No, stay within
Virginia.
She's going to
move.
Yeah, move.
She just
too,
wants
right?
to move, yes. When you yeah. when you put your picture in the Bible and pray over it, believe me.
Mm-hmm.
Things
okay.
are.
The first
yeah.
verse is, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
So you just pray and tell God, I need a change as soon as possible. You'd be surprised. What can happen in a wink of an eye? A wink of an eye could be in 8 hours, 24 hours. Somebody might call and tell you, you know what, I got a room.
Absolutely.
Would you come and share with me because I'm lonely and I would enjoy your companionship and I understand what you're going through.
Yeah,
you hear what I'm telling you?
Yeah,
all right.
I do.
Okay, Ms. Vernell, I love you. I'm going to be praying for you.
Be positive.
Yeah, stay positive and have a beautiful week. Things are going to change, believe me.
Well, y'all made my day for letting me know.
You'll be
You're
good.
Most welcome. You're most
bye
welcome.
Bye, Brunel.
God
bless you, sweetie.
Okay, bye-bye, and thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Area code 619, you're on the air with Linus and Brenda. Who's this?
Hi, this is
Area code 619.
Hi, this is Donna.
Hi, who's this?
Donna from San Diego, yeah. Hi.
Donna.
Hi, Donna.
Okay.
Hi. Can I just leave it open and see what, I just want to maybe see what, if there are going to be any changes coming up for me. But.
Well, Donna, not when you go around slapping the shit out of people, it ain't. I feel it. See, you're laughing.
What's that?
I know. You went upside somebody's head because I can feel it.
Uh-uh.
Okay.
No.
Mm-mm. No. Come on.
Did you tell someone off?
Are you saying literally slapping somebody?
No, not literally. It can be
literally
or it could be actually you know, either emotionally or you told them off, you know, like a Julius Sugar Baker told them off.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and you're like, "Fip, you knucklehead, you're not listening." Like
you haven't corrected somebody.
Yeah,
recently.
There it is.
Correct
there it
somebody.
Is.
Yeah,
yeah,
you know, like you. Like, for instance, here's just a little small analogy. Like, when we were younger and, you know, we thought we were cute, and then our mom would catch us at the door and say, "You ain't going out of this house looking like that." What? You corrected somebody.
Huh.
Well,
you don't remember it? I can feel it strong. Well, they do. And
what?
It's a man. They do.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
It pops right up for you, open your mouth. I can see you were like, "Oh, And I can see you like, "Oh, Bip." You know.
Okay. Is that like affecting me right now?
No,
I mean,
it just came up.
Needed to be told.
Talk,
I mean,
you know?
It's somebody who needed to be told what they needed to be told.
Oh, okay. So
it's not,
okay.
We're not saying that you're just, you
no,
did
okay.
it.
You're
I
a violent
well,
person.
Well, no, I didn't know.
No.
I mean, if there's something, if I feel like it's going to, you know, maybe shed some. On somebody, you know, if it's been, I don't do it out of like trying to make him feel bad. But,
no, but
yeah,
you're not
you just stand
right.
up like,
right.
"Look, that's enough," or "No,
okay,
that's not going
to
go."
Because I got a lot of people waiting. What is your
okay.
question,
okay,
Donna?
Okay, sorry. Okay, is any changes going to be happening for me this like job or move or relationship in any of those areas?
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm not picking your, up.
You're
getting a headache.
You're getting a headache?
Mm-hmm. That's why I say I'm not picking up anything, but the left side of my head at the crown is aching. She's stressing. Something's got to come. I'm seeing material, but I'm seeing like, you know, like an old movie where material's just flowing. But I'm not seeing, what is she doing with this material? Is she sewing it? Is she selling it? What is she doing with this material? It's beautiful, too. It's just like silk flowing. Yoga. Have you thought about doing yoga? Instructor?
Yes, I have. I have thought about that.
You need to.
Okay.
You definitely need to de-stress your brain. You need to relax.
Yeah.
You're almost like a... You know, like a Jack Russell, really high-strung at the moment.
Right. I am a little bit hype, yeah. Okay. So yoga would be beneficial,
Yoga
but you are attracting somebody.
Good.
You are attracting somebody. You have, there's somebody that's attracted to almost like your fervor. They're attracted to your way of being. So you have a way of sort of having an excitement, like an effervescence
uh-huh.
about you.
Uh-huh.
They're attracted to that.
Uh-huh.
Like they think you're going to be a lot of fun to be around.
Is this somebody
you hear what I'm saying?
An ex-boyfriend? Yeah, an ex-boyfriend from my past.
Well, there you got a call for Alanis on that. I
yeah.
I'm
hoping.
I'm not picking up a man. Sorry, I'm not picking up a man, but like I said, the job, something in yoga. So I see something in yoga for you job-wise, because I also see you as a runner, so I know you're a healthy person. And Brenda sees, you know, the gentleman coming.
But it's not immediate. It's coming a little bit delayed, but I see them being attracted to who you, like your energy.
Mm-hmm.
That's the part. I guess that's a better way to put it.
Well, that's good.
But you do need to de-stress right now.
Okay.
Yeah, she's a high-spirited person, which is good.
One
way it's good. It's not a bad thing, but she's high-spirited. She's got a lot of energy,
right.
Which is good. I mean, like yoga or something like that as an instructor, she'd be excellent in because she's got the energy to burn and she'd push people to do better, you know? So
a personal trainer.
I know. I do have that. That energy about me, I know.
I
use it to good
use.
You're
always looking for personal trainers.
Yeah.
Thank you,
but
guys.
Donna, this is all good. It's all good.
Okay, great. Yeah. I'm going to listen to you guys again. This is my first time, and I enjoy it.
Oh, well, welcome, thank you for calling, Donna.
Thank you. You guys are wonderful.
You have a, you have a wonderful week, young lady.
Take care.
Bye now.
Okay, bye-bye.
He's coming. There's a guy coming.
Area code 443, you're on the line with Linus and Brenda. Who's this?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Who's?
My name is Felicia, calling from Maryland.
Hi, Felicia from Maryland. How you doing? Hey, ooh, from Maryland. How y'all doing back there?
We're doing pretty good. Weather's good. I'm good. So far, so good.
Hey.
Yeah.
What do you want to know, Felicia? She's on the car phone, isn't
Felicia?
She?
Felicia, you broke up. Say it again. We didn't even hear it.
About the guy that I'm currently dating.
Okay, and what do you want to know about him? What's his name? And you want us to tell you about him? Should you continue dating him?
Yeah.
Okay, what's his name? Just the first name. I don't want to know the full name. Huh?
His name is Kenneth. That was Kenneth.
How long ago did you meet Kenneth?
Factor.
I'm sorry?
How long ago did you meet Kenneth?
About 3 weeks ago.
Yeah. I don't think Kenneth is done with whatever else he was dabbling with. I don't.
I picked up that she's the dominant one in this relationship. He's not he's not matching her in effort.
I'm sorry?
I said, I feel that you're the dominant one in this relationship, that he's not matching you in effort. You know what I mean? Like you would suggest, well, let's do this or let's go here, and he's not doing that. Really suggesting to do a lot of couple things.
He's from my past because that seems more like my ex-boyfriend and not this person because he puts in a lot of effort into...
I didn't catch that.
Me either. Keeps going out. It's kind of hard to concentrate on her. Felicia, can I tell you that it's hard for us to concentrate on because you're going in and out. We hear three or four words, and then we don't hear you at all. Is there a possibility you can call us back on a landline where we can be more helpful for you?
I can't.
I mean, the show is
really
still on for 20 minutes. If you know you can get near a landline.
What'd you say?
I don't have a landline.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Are you in a car moving?
I'm sorry?
Are you moving or are you stationary?
I am moving.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
So she's
it's taking you out. Like we're only hearing half of what you say.
Yeah, so if you get in the dead zones and then you're in good zones, we can hear you good.
Okay, I'm currently parked now, so
okay. Good.
Okay, there
I'll
you go.
I'll start again
okay.
Real quick. Well, not all the way, but.
I was thinking that I felt like you might have been picking up somebody from my past because I don't feel like he's anything like that at all.
Are you done with that guy in your past? Clearly. Okay.
Completely done.
Okay. Yeah, it looks like he pushed one last button and you finally made your mind up to walk away and not look back. Good for you,
yeah.
Kiddo. Good for you.
You don't pick up anybody else around him?
Around Kenneth?
Yeah.
No. I just don't see him. Wow. Wow. I need to ask you something. I'm getting this as somebody rocked Kenneth's jaw, like somebody hit him in the jaw really hard. Is his jawbone kind of off a little bit?
No.
Or does he have his mouth wired?
No.
Whoa, okay. Tell that man to be careful.
Okay.
This is Kenneth, the one you're seeing now, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I saw him getting his jaw rocked, as y'all say. And then I saw, like, possibly where his mouth is wired up. I don't know. I think he comes across some people that are not of the best intentions. You're not around him, so you don't have to worry. So maybe Spirit is having me tell you to forewarn him. Whoever that he's running around or either being arrogant or a smartass that somebody might close his mouth for him.
She didn't think he was like that, right?
I'm sorry?
Yeah, she did, but I keep feeling that on this Kenneth guy.
Yeah.
Not the past. This is a current guy. You know, when you leave someone and you start to look for a new relationship, always change. Don't go for what you have because certain energies you're going to be drawn to. If you're around a man that drank all the time, smoked weed, ran women all the time, it looks like every time you get with another man, it's the same thing. It's because you are drawing that particular energy to you. So you want to do something totally different. Maybe go to the library, go out with a nerd. You know, not saying you're going to be with the nerd forever and a day, but change that energy. Because you're magnetizing certain type of behaviors towards you. Even though you're done with the past, you're not done with how you deal with that.
I think she needs to be careful. Or circumspect.
Yes, she does.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you understand all that, Felicia?
I completely understand what you're saying, but I just don't feel anything that you're saying as far as him being a bad guy and him being similar to the guys in my past, and I'm aware of what I'm supposed to learn from the guys, and I'm aware of frequency and drawing people in and out of my life, but I just don't feel like this bleeding is suited for me.
Okay.
So
you're saying that the last so many boyfriends were kind of one way, but Kenneth is completely different?
Completely different.
And okay. Well, then,
okay.
So where do you see you and Kenneth going?
Well, I was calling just to see if what I see, how I feel, it lines up, and I'm not feeling the same way, so.
Well, okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, well, you're welcome. Thank you for calling, Felicia. We wish you the best. Have a wonderful week.
Yeah.
You too.
All righty. Area code 337, you're on the line with Lennis and Brenda. Who's this?
Hello, how are you? This is Tamla.
Hi, Tamla. How are you doing?
Hi. I call from time to time whenever I can catch you on.
Oh, Tamla. Brenda, this is our girl. How you doing?
I'm
girl,
great.
What
I'm
you been up to? Look, we just talking
working.
Like this ain't even on the air.
Just working and getting
when
my
we going out to
going.
Dinner, girl, we got a hookup.
Girl, you know it. You know it.
Oh.
So,
my Lord,
I'm enjoying
so
the show,
much
by the way.
Has happened since we talked to you, huh?
Oh, girl, it's been one. I'm not going to say it's extreme. It's just that with me, it's like you gave me such a phenomenal reading once. It's like, wow, it stays in the back of my mind. I'm like, wow. Because I remember the first time you read me, you picked up on this man that was heavy, 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 heavy on me.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Right after that, it just, I don't know, he just kind of, he did the man thing. They just kind of go in their cave, and I just had to let him be. So
yeah.
I'm just kind of checking in with you to just see where that's at.
Oh. Well, you two are still a couple. You're still seeing each other, aren't you?
No, as a matter of fact, when you read me, we were just friends, and it looks like it could have went more than that, but I don't know. We just kind of had a
falling. Oh, I feel it now. Mm-hmm. Spirit said the water went dry. Too late, so sad. Oh, my goodness. So what's that saying the more folks say? Don't let the water or something but the well run dry?
Yeah.
And then you try and come back? Oh, yeah, you on brother's mind.
Oh, that's true. Oh,
until the well runs dry.
And you know what? It's amazing you say that. It's so amazing you say that because I wasn't thinking in those terms, but I've been feeling like it just kind of, you know how sometimes you get a feeling like, oh, you thought it was better over there, but you're going to be back. I kind of had that, but for whatever reason, that thought stayed in my mind, and I kept on feeling that way. But I didn't know where it was coming from, and then you're picking it up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's why I'm laughing. I couldn't get it. Sometimes when Spirit talks to me, Tamla, I have to slow it down to my level because it's talking to me so fast that if I talk to you, then I'm tongue-tied. So, but I also get tickled by things, too, and I'm feeling Spirit, so Spirit feels laughter, then I do, too. So, Spirit, you know, I couldn't get it, like, until the well runs dry, you know. But it's like he's there. I see him around me. It's like, see. But that's on him. I mean, it's not that you weren't a loving woman and was trying to be understanding and communicate and pray. It was on him. Now, Brother Man is like, I done messed up.
Yeah, sure did.
But,
sure,
and
he's been showing up in my dreams. So yeah, I've been seeing him in my dreams, and he's been coming heavy in my dreams. So I kind of knew it was coming, but I guess sometimes you just gotta let folks be.
Yes, dear, and you will see him by Mother's Day. Physically, by Mother's Day,
I guess so.
Yep, you sure
will. Well, listen,
will.
I'm going
to... And
I'm
going to tell you, he's coming bearing gifts. So just to let you know, please act surprised, Tamla. He's coming bearing gifts,
Tam.
Like flowers and, I don't know, something else I see. But, yeah, like about three different, looks like maybe two to three different items he's bringing. So, you know, be like, oh, that's so nice of you. Have you changed?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I'm going to have to, you know what? I got all your personal information. I'm going to have to find you. I'm going to be like, Miss Lennon, listen. This is what's going on.
I tell you, you will see this man by Mother's Day, believe me. And he will come bearing gifts. He feels bad. He really does. But, you know, he's just got to learn. Hey, you can have a good woman.
And what I've learned, the art, because I'm in my 40s now. I guess if I would have been in my 20s going through this, the conversation would have been just totally different. But what I've learned is in my journey is that sometimes, especially when you're dealing with men and affairs of the heart, sometimes if they want to go, let them go, and just do what you need to do. And if they really find that once they're out of your world, out of your existence, if they feel like they can't do without you, then let him do what he needs to do to come back if you want to take him back. So that's why I'm
right
with this.
Well,
because
that's where we all probably need to get to, because why feel like you have to insert yourself into somebody's heart?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't, you know, love and passion and desire, that stuff flows.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice. It's like smooth hot chocolate or cognac or wine. It's not something that comes with an aftercut and all that kind of junk. That does not happen.
Right.
And there are many who want to believe it's that way because it will validate their jacked up relationship.
Right.
But you don't have to be jacked up. And you certainly have the wisdom not to go there.
And I had this since I was younger, but when I was younger, I couldn't communicate it and put it into words. I just knew that when someone doesn't want to be around, you just let folks be. And at that time when I was younger, I had children, so I couldn't play around. I just had to focus. And then also, since I'm older, I appreciate the fact that I was able to let go. It's kind of like letting go and letting God. And that's basically how it is for me. So, well, Ms. Lennox, I'm going to let you go because I know you got other callers. But, honey, I will keep in contact, and I'm going to let you know the going on.
Oh, please do. And you know you're always welcome. You know you're always
welcome. Thank you,
welcome.
Ma'am.
This ain't nothing but
good
home.
To hear your voice.
Ain't nothing but home.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Area code 7, where am I at now? Oh, here we go. Okay. Area code 720, you're on the line with Lennox and Brenda. Who's this?
This is Cheyenne.
Cheyenne, beautiful. Well, Cheyenne, what can we do for you today?
I was guided to call you. actually. I was prodded for to get on Blog Talk and call. I didn't know who I was calling, but when I saw your picture, I was like, that's the person. So I wanted to ask, I'm being guided to ask you a question, and I know that in a little while, in a month or so, I will be moving from where I live presently, and I'm feeling guided. I'm going to start a business, a nonprofit business, helping kids with learning disabilities to kind of be calmer. I'm going to help them to get centered. I want to use horses, and it'll be a place that I'll be going to. I believe that I'll be I live in a city right now, but I live in Colorado, in Denver. Mm-hmm. And I'll be leaving the city. But I'm not quite sure in which direction to go in, and I'm being guided to ask you for, like, an area or
okay,
just what
I'm
your message is.
I'm picking up two areas, Taos, New Mexico, and I'm picking up Sedona, Arizona.
What, really?
Yes.
You were hoping to move to another spot in Colorado.
Yes, that's what I was given, is that it would be here in Colorado.
But mm-hmm. you have the gift of healing.
I do.
Why are
I do.
You
I'm
limiting
a shaman.
Your gift? Girlfriend, I'm with you. I'm with you. You have the gift of healing. Why aren't you going to those energy areas where your gift is even greater?
Well, at the moment, I don't. The funds are not available to me.
So this is going to be an interim. I cannot say that word.
Interim
move before you.
Well, I believe that will be like a couple of places. Like the first one will be temporary. And then the big place will be the permanent one. And I don't know. I was told that it would be south of Denver.
I see trees around a house. Let me see. I see trees around a house. And this is a big home, an older home. Looks like maybe there's four bedrooms upstairs, living room, dining room, kitchen.
We need at least three.
Yeah, it's four bedrooms upstairs. I see that, and downstairs, it's an older home, but it's a big house, and there's trees around. It almost gives you like a southern feel, like you're not in Colorado, and that's what's kind of odd about this house. But you know what? The guy is willing to rent this home to you at a decent price. I'm seeing like $1,200 to $1,500 a month, but he's renting the whole house. It has a fenced-in backyard. There's cement steps. Three steps going down to the backyard. The front, there's a driveway to the right-hand side that you can drive your car up and just walk over and then go into the front door. So it's two levels, and it looks like a possible basement or like an old coal area. You do have guests with this house. You will feel there's two spirits that also dwell in this house, and they're good. It looks like an older couple. Very loving, almost like a grandmother and grandfather spirit. But they live there also in the house, but nothing to be worried about. In fact, it's very calming, very nurturing for you. It has such good energy, the whole area, for you and your family.
Mm-hmm.
You
I
know, even
in
downstairs to do your healing, you can do your healing downstairs in your living room.
Can I ask you about Grand Junction?
Grand Junction is on the West Slope?
Yes.
It's like closer to Utah.
Yeah. What's interesting about that northwest region is, Lennis, it has, it almost has an Arizona look to it.
Oh,
what I think is kind
lovely.
Of interesting,
okay.
You're talking about New Mexico and that area.
It's very over there.
In northwest, it's just, but there's a lot more vegetation, and so.
What
it's,
did you say, though, Cheyenne? You said what's over there?
It's very
you were
deserty. It's very desert-like, I should say. I call it deserty, but it's very desert-like because it's Grand Junction is closer to the Four Corners, which
mm-hmm.
is Utah, Colorado, New Mexico, and Arizona.
Yeah.
And there's a very special place down there in Grand Junction, south of there, called Hovenweep. It's the first home of the Anasazi Indians.
Ah.
I feel
that's
very.
That's it. That's why I'm taking Grand Junction. Otlin, you can even. I'm telling you, this is it.
I hadn't thought about it being anywhere else other than in the Denver area. I mean, I'm open, you know, to wherever my guides want to take me. But the fact that I